welcome to the South Mimms U podcast. In this episode, we're telling the story of a remarkable transformation that was captured on tape by our Media Studies department. They were making a documentary about the refurbishment of the South Mimms Institute for Medieval Art and happened to capture a very, well, strange but thrilling intellectual and in some ways spiritual journey which resulted in the birth of one of the most successful art galleries in the world. I'm here in the foyer of the new museum, and you can probably hear that it's thronging with visitors, and they're people of all ages and backgrounds who are quite remarkably interested in art, especially medieval art. And one 14th century painter, Ralph the Potter, who was rescued from obscurity by our benefactor, Oscar P. Herzberg, founder and CEO of a leading German kitchen utensil manufacturer, Knoblauchpresse Gesellschaft GmbH, which opened a factory here in South Mimms 18 months ago. Herr Herzberg is responsible for the stunning popularity of our museum and the pioneer who introduced the first ever curator for an art exhibition. But more about that later. My name is Jonkil Withers, and I'm in charge of marketing here at the museum. The story starts a year ago when Oscar and the managing director of the new factory, Hedwig Koch, visited the old museum and were shown around by our chief curator, Artemis Baines Barnes, PhD, OBE. It was a strange meeting, to say the least. If you'd like to sit over there, please, Herr Herzberg.
Oh, please call me Herzi. That's what my friends call me.
Oh, thank you. Yes, well, Herzi, if you sit there and Ms.
Koch, Hedwig Koch, you can just call me Hedi.
Ah, yes, like Hedy Lamarr, one of the most beautiful and accomplished actresses of the 20th century.
Yes. Like Hedy Lamarr. Indeed, you are right.
Das ist der Kurator, von dem ich Ihnen erzählt habe. Er ist sehr von sich überzeugt.
Ja.
Ah, German, such a musical language, with this jagged phrasing and Wagnerian resonance.
Yes. If we all sit down...
Und er ist dicker, als ich dachte, und trinkt eindeutig zu viel.
Und ja, er ist so langweilig.
This is Artemis Baines Barnes, our chief curator of medieval religious art here at the Institute.
So very pleased to meet you, I'm sure. And may I say, my wife and I greatly admire your garlic presses. They are a true postmodern jewel in a wasteland of bland design. And your mops! Ah, your mops! Such elegance! A true marriage of form and function. They would grace any exhibition of quotidian objects and add lustre to a world denuded of intelligent design.
My English is not so good, I think, Mr. Barnes-Baines.
Baines-Barnes.
Bane-Barn?
Baines, Barnes. The Baines came before the Barnes.
Yes. Let's get down to business, shall we?
We want to thank you, Herr Herzberg.
Call me Herzi.
Oh, yes, Herzi. I would like to put on record and into the minutes of this meeting are profound. Isn't anyone taking minutes? Could your secretary here, the lovely and gracious Hedy here, take some minutes?
Artemis!
I am no secretary. Du langweilst.
Hedy is the managing director of the new factory, Artemis.
Oh, I am profoundly sorry. I prostrate myself before you, my dear lady. These are changed times. And a man of my advanced years can get himself into a tangle with the New World Order. should I call you they? Them, by any chance?
Dieser Mann ist ein unglaublicher Idiot und ich könnte ihn ohrfeigen.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, let's just get to business.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Koch.
Koch!
You're a cook?
No! Her surname isn't pronounced Koch. Please. Let's get down to business. Now, Herzi, Hedy, we are very grateful that you have decided to sponsor our gallery and we were wondering what plans you had for supporting our work.
Yes, you have a very nice gallery and a lot of religious art.
Well, important pieces that attract world-renowned scholars to our galleries. I myself am a world-renowned expert in the iconography of pain, in depictions of sinners and supplicants, in paintings which concern the agonies of hell and damnation. My monograph, The Iconography of Hellfire, is a bestseller on Amazon.
Oh, really, Artemis? That's not relevant.
Everything can be a bestseller on Amazon if you choose the right category.
Oh, well, medieval religious painting is quite an extensive category.
Herzi, Hedy, as you know, we have had some financial difficulties recently, and your sponsorship will enable us to make changes that can benefit both the gallery and the work of the Institute. But I fear that the effects of inflation and government cuts to education funding have left a big shortfall in our accounts.
Yes, we have seen this.
You are broke.
Well, that's a rather harsh way of putting it.
You are kaput, yes.
Oh, kaput, no. We have plans for a groundbreaking exhibition based on my monograph.
My plan is very simple.
And that is?
Cats.
Cats?
More pictures of cats.
Pictures of cats?
Jeder liebt Katzen. Everyone loves cats.
Cats? Do you mean cats as in domestic cats?
Yes, cats.
So, pictures of cats. What kind of pictures?
Medieval cats.
Oh, I see. But there are some cats in some paintings, but
Actually, Artemis, there are many cats in medieval paintings. And now I think of it, didn't Professor Maurice Bourne write a monograph about cats in medieval art? Yes, he did.
Oh, not that old duffer.
I remember it now. He argued that cats were depicted as symbols of the devil.
Oh, that's arguably a gross simplification.
Oh, and they were linked to witchcraft and often depicted female spirits that were malevolent. Yes, and as symbols of femininity, they could almost be divine. They would be depicted sitting in the laps of high-born women. I remember it now. His lectures were so amusing.
Well, isn't Bourne dead?
No, he retired to Magaluf.
Of course he did. No. Herzi, my friend, my good fellow, I thank you for your suggestion. But our work here is far too important to change at this late stage.
I am paying the bills now. Yes?
Well, I mean, you are paying the bills now. I mean, that is
true. And this gallery would close without my support. Yes?
Well, I don't think this is a quid pro quo. I mean, you are supporting the arts philanthropically.
I'm supporting the arts, yes, but not to waste money. If more people come to the gallery, you will have more funds to do your work on pain and hell.
But cats?
I know. That's it. We can finally show the collection of paintings that Professor Bourne collected.
No, not Ralph the Potter.
He's a 15th century local artist who spent his life painting charming miniatures of funny cats. Sometimes sad cats, but always very human and cute cats. He sold quite a few paintings and was commissioned by members of the aristocracy to paint pictures of their cats, but he quickly fell into obscurity.
Well-deserved obscurity. It's mere medieval kitsch.
May I see the paintings of this Ralph the Potter?
Oh, of course. They're in our vaults.
No, I must protest. I must protest. I'm sorry, Herr Herzberg, but though I am grateful for the financial support you are willing to provide, I cannot allow mere commercial considerations to undermine the deeply intellectual work that we do here at the Institute. May I suggest a side room in which these cats may be displayed, or on a temporary basis?
No, it must be all cats.
This is outrageous.
Oh, I think it's a very good idea. We will still have the bulk of our collection on show, and you can run your seminars and deliver your lectures, but with some cats.
lots of cats.
Die Katzen werden diesen Ort berühmt machen.
This is unbelievable.
And I have a good idea. We shall appoint a cat curator.
Oh, that sounds darling.
A cat curator.
I can't stand this anymore. You'll be hearing from my solicitor.
Dieser Mann hat den dicksten Arsch, den ich je gesehen habe.
And so Artemis left in a fit of pique that frankly still hasn't peaked. But more of that in a moment. Herzi and Hedy's ideas struck me as being both populist and deeply intellectual. They were right. Everybody does love cats. Maybe not enough to have one as a pet, but we all like cats, think they're cute and admire their independence and self-sufficiency. In fact, psychologists have pointed out that because cats have front-facing eyes, like humans do, they remind us of babies, and that's what triggers our instinct to take them in and provide them with shelter and food, even though they don't really care for us and only show us affection when they want something. But that's going off the point. The transformation of the art gallery worked a treat. And the idea of a curator that is a cat, got us huge amounts of publicity. Publicity that got Herzi and his company, Knoblauch Presse, lots of great publicity.
One art gallery over in England has thought of a cute new way to choose the pictures it hangs on its gallery walls. They've hired a new curator, and it's a cat.
The Southmems Institute for Medieval Art has made its collection a little more visitor-friendly. It's hung a ton of pictures of cats. Cute cats, as well as devilish cats. All kinds of cats. And the curator responsible is a cat.
A new breed of art curator is being unveiled today in a sleepy village in Hertfordshire, England. And it's a cat. The perfect purring solution to making medieval art a little less boring.
We decided to appoint a cat as a curator because, and forgive me for being a German who tells a joke, a cat can catch the mouse that no other creature can. That is amusing, yes? So, we put a cat on the payroll. And this is the cat we have selected for the position. Say hello to Katzi da Vinci.
It was a stroke of genius. Sales of his garlic crushers rocketed, as did the number of visitors to our gallery once Katzi had done her work. And she was very good at sniffing out popular medieval art, which led us to bring Professor Bourne back into the fold.
What? You want me to come back to the Institute? But what about old Artemis, that pompous charlatan with his obsession for crazed pictures of demons and devils and witches being burned at the stake?
Oh, actually, your vision of medieval art is closer to that of our new benefactor.
Ah, the garlic crusher man. Yes, an interesting fellow.
He's interested in your collection of Ralph the Potter's pictures.
Oh, he is he? Interested in buying it, perchance?
Asking you to loan them to the gallery.
Oh, a loan, I see.
Yes, he is a smart businessman, but he wants you to be on the board.
With Artemis?
Well, he has plans for Artemis.
Oh, I won't ask. And I accept. Consider my collection of Ralph the Potter's cat pictures as officially and enthusiastically loaned.
Thank you. Now, you may have noticed that I have a cat basket here.
Ah, yes. I was itching to ask you about that, but I wondered if it was a service animal.
Service animal?
An anxiety cat, or a comfort cat, or a cat that sniffs out misogynists.
Oh, no, no, no. This is Katzi da Vinci. He's our curator for the cat galleries.
Say that again?
He is going to choose which pictures go on show.
The cat. Katzi. Cazzi da Vinci. He's the curator?
Yes. Here, I'll let him out, and you'll see that he has a very discerning eye for art, specifically medieval art with cats in it. Come on, Cazzi. This is Professor Bourne. Say hello. There. He raised his paw. Did you see that?
Remarkable, and, he's gone straight for... Yes, that's my favourite Ralph the Potter cat painting too. Truly remarkable. This will make headlines round the world.
That's what Herr Herzberg believes too.
Yes, Cazzi. This particular painting exists at the intersection of both religion and myth. The devil being scratched by three cats wearing shrouds.
Cazzi chose the pictures not just from Professor Bourne's collection of Ralph the Potter, but also from Artemis's catalogue of European religious iconography, and the gallery was refurbished. But Artemis was angry. Not just angry, but obsessed. Being usurped by a cat, and especially one called Cazzi da Vinci, irked him so completely, so deeply, that his mind became warped and he attempted to kidnap Cazzi at the grand opening. Thank you. And yes, Cazzi here does understand what we're celebrating at this grand opening of the newly refurbished and reimagined South Mimms Institute for Medieval Art. Aren't you, Cazzi? And now I'd like to hand over to Professor Maurice Bourne, whose collection of unique and precious Ralph the Potter paintings is at the heart of our galleries. Professor.
Thank you. I really feel that the glory must go to our eminent benefactor, Mr. Oscar Herzberg here, founder and CEO of Knoblauchpresse,
Knoblauchpresse Gesellschaft mit beschränkter Haftung. We say GmbH. No need for all the words. It's like your limited company.
Ah, yes. My German was always poor. Thank you. And more importantly, thank you for your support of this institute and also the work of your managing director here at the South Mimms factory, Hedy Cook.
Koch.
Hedy Cook.
Schauen Sie, der dicke Professor mit den verschwitzten Händen ist da.
This is a tapestry of... travesty of academic practice.
I'm sorry. Artemis, please.
It's a hiccup. I mean, gimlet. I mean, a gimmick. A fucking cat. How can a fucking cat be a fucking curator? Madness! Bloody Germans! Bloody garlic presses! Who the hell would take garlic money? It's blood money! Blood and garlic! Garlic and this is all tat! Kitsch is a bloody German word for you! That's a bloody German word! Kitsch!
Security, please! Security!
He's going after Cazzi!
Oh no! Stop him!
Cazzi! You leave him alone, you pompous fatty.
You're a second-rate hack, born. Third-rate hack. A fourth and fifth-rate hack.
Get Cazzi back!
He's attacked me! Call the police!
And so, we opened our new institute with some drama, but contrary to what Artemis desired, that fracas only served to get us on news networks around the world, and visitor numbers rocketed and are still very healthy. Yes, we sell cat-orientated merchandise. Yes, we have garlic presses with medieval cats printed on them. And yes, it all could be considered kitsch, but people love it. And they're looking at interesting art and discovering more about the Middle Ages, about superstition and religion, and about cats. We all love cats. They might not love us back, but that doesn't matter. Isn't that true, Catsy? Yes, you're right. Yes, I'll tell our listeners. Come along to South Mimms and enjoy our catalogue. I know it's a bad joke, but who cares? Please listen to more of our South Mimms U podcasts and like them, if indeed you do like them. Catsy does. Don't you? Yes, yes, I can see.